Hello.
Talk Radio.
I'm the MVP. I'm stupid with this rap shit.
Here I am. Yep. I'm the man. Here I am. Yep. Yep. I'm the man.
Just to take you on a break, I just want to let you know today this is the T-Stream Media Show. Sorry for the delay. The mic was actually a little hot, but messed up a little bit. But we back on today right now. Today is brought to you by T-Stream Media. T-Mine is Not Yours Productions. Check us out on Facebook.com/T-Stream Media. If you didn't know, now you know. Also follow me on Twitter at T-Stream Media. That's T-S-T-R-E-A. MDIA. We have a nice show for you all. If you want to, you can definitely chat me up on here. We have it live today. Also, you can call me in today. We actually have a live call-in, so if you want to call in and talk, have a comment about a certain segment, or give some feedback, definitely call me. It is 213-325-3434. I will put it on the chat. And whatever you want to do, man, just let me know. I will start off the show with a nice song. Let's see what we're going to start off with today. There we go. We get some Crew Love real quick featuring Drake. This is The Weeknd. Check it out, and I'll be right back with you all. Let's go.
Taking notes of my keyboard. Would you?
T-Stream Media Show. This is T-Stream Media, a.k.a. DJ T-Diggity. If you have some feedback, man, let me know. If you can't hear the music, a little bit choppy, let me know. It is a little bit new on here as far as the levels. So it jumps a little bit. So anyway, we're going to keep going. Today we have some music news, man. Hip-hop and R&B news brought to you by WorldStarHipHop.com. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's got a lot of news as far as new videos, new information, just different stuff. What I want you to check out basically is Facebook.com. Go to Facebook.com/T-Stream Media. We have some interesting news. Now, you remember that song that Drake came out with called Stay Spin? When he was real hard, he's going at Common, and he was talking junk about Kobe shooting in the gym. Well, basically, he turned into Drake from Degrassi. You know, basically what happened was they had a punk. Somebody get punked. Now, it's one thing to get punked, and then, you know, you act hard and you act concerned. But this was the Drake that was in the wheelchair on Degrassi. Basically, watching it, if you watch it on my page on T-Mines and Nature Productions, definitely check it out. Or I put it on my regular page on Facebook. If you don't know, I'll let you know later. Basically, Drake was at the Real Hood, but it was like play a fake earthquake. So what happened was he was in the car. One of his boys, I guess, one of his entourage. He was scared, basically out of his draw. I'm surprised he didn't pee on himself. But hey, I guess he's a hardcore rapper, but he's lost it. Check it out, man. It's the video on my page. Again, it's Facebook.com/T-Stream Media if you don't know how to get to it. So what we're going to do basically next, we're going to get into the trending topics from Twitter. What we do is we basically go in and just take a trending topic that's popular right now. So I just actually logged in. Again, it's T-Stream Media on Twitter. T-S-T-R-E-A-M-1-M-E-D-I-A. So check it out. So what I'm going to do is go down to Twitter, trending topic, just to play it off, which today is basically dump his ass if. So I guess it's always something against the guys, I guess. So what we're going to do is go down here. Can't even believe guys are on here commenting, but hey, to each his own. Here's one right here. Let's see. Here we go. Dump his ass if. This is number five. Dump his ass if you aren't his only one. If you aren't number one, he doesn't deserve you. That was actually from a guy. If you want to get a shout out, let me know. All you have to do is basically just Twitter me on Dump His Ass If. I'll actually put it up later. Whatever you want to put on, just let me know, and I'll actually post it. So get some followers, get some people going. I'll follow back. Just team follow back, all right? Number four, Dump His Ass If. He tells his friends everything y'all say or do. That's one thing you shouldn't do, man. If you're in a relationship or if you're talking to somebody, the last thing a girl wants to do, get her business put out in the street. That's the last thing she wants to do. I'm just going to let you know that right now. If you don't know that, that's the number one rule. Be discreet. You know, a lot of people that are not, that ain't. That's not me. Here's one right here for three. Let's see if we get one. There's a lot of people doing the same ones. Here we go. Dumb is as if call every girl beautiful, but when you see he's in a relationship. That one's not really number three. I'm sorry. I have to take that one back. I mean, to be quite honest, girls say they're in relationships and they always say nice picture or nice anything. Either way, it shouldn't be really a big difference based on who you as if one minute he's happy, sweet, and the next minute he's pissed. There you go. I guess that's almost every dude, but then it's almost every girl. So, hey, that's number three. I'll see that as that. Number two, dumb is as if he puts a tear in your face in the morning, he keeps you happy. So that could be argued for one, but hey, I'll take it as number two. And last but not least, number one, here you go. Dumb is as if he claims he's grown, but he's talking about, I got the whip, a.k.a. his mom's car, and he only pays the cell phone bill. He only pays a cell phone with Boost Mobile. That's our code. That's our code. Y'all real trifling out here, man. I feel sorry for the dudes out here nowadays, but, you know, every time, you know, everybody got to go through it. So we're going to take it out real quick. What we're going to do, basically, is go to the next topic. Before we go to the next topic, I just want to let you know that whatever you need to do as far as getting your business out there, getting everything going, definitely get it out there. I'll definitely shout you out again. My Facebook page is facebook.com/tstreammedia. Also, you check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/tstreammedia. So next up, what we're going to have is basically movies to watch and movies to look forward to. There's some nice movies coming out in the theaters. And also, we're going to have Celebrity Blast and more. T-Stream Media Show. Next up, man, Mac Miller. He out here with Loud. If you don't know what Loud is, check it out later. All right, hold on. Peace.
Magazine, Jordan gonna hand me shoes, still fuck your magazine, hammer. team in that pack of me. Till the germ be banging in the glass lane. When I went to every high school class of B, trying to fuck up female faculty. I'm a crazy little fucker, think my head done ran away. I experiment with drugs, but I won't ever fuck with gay. I just made $1 million, still I think I'm underpaid. Fuck with me, kid, no way. When you meet me, better stand up straight. Pull about rap, yeah, I got rap. Trying to talk shit, better think about that. For the pesos, getting back, bro, I'ma lay low, chill. Didn't let that stack, people lie, numbers won't keep me high. Drugs is close, throwing up, cold cup. Watch the world go up, smoke.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. T-Stream Media Show out here. Like that, it's Loud by Mac Miller. If you didn't know what Loud is, you might want to look it up because I ain't going to tell you right now. So, Mac Miller, there you go. T-Stream Media Show, check me out. So, we're going to do to the movies. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been to the movies lately, you might want to go. I know Avengers been getting a lot of hype, but there's some other movies out there. As a matter of fact, what's good in the movies right now that I heard is getting a lot of buzz is Snow White and the Huntsman. Basically, they basically just grossed $56.2 million in the box office. That's the biggest movie right now in the country. So check it out, man. It's not based off the old school story plot. Basically, it's Snow White. She's the only one that can kill the queen, so definitely check that out. The queen trying to kill her before she kills her. And you know how it goes. Basic underdog, hopefully she wins, and et cetera. I heard a lot of good things about this movie. It's basically starring, it has a nice cast. It's on Kristen Stewart. If you didn't know who she was, she's basically from the Twilight saga, the vampire saga, so check her out. And also, Charlize Theron as the queen. She's basically... she hasn't been in a lot of movies, but she was the wife off of that Will Smith movie. I'm sorry about that, but she's a baby. Well, it's small parts, but she did a good job, I heard. Also, what's coming out next, the movies that's coming out next is basically called, excuse me, Prometheus. It's getting a lot of buzz coming out, a lot of promotions coming out, so you want to check that out. It's basically about, it's got alien feel to it. So if you watch Alien 1 back in the day, it's kind of like that. Basically, what they're trying to do is they got a signal, like getting a signal from another part of Earth. And they're trying to basically find out where life came from. And they found out something different. So the aliens, you know how the aliens go. They don't want us to stay around. So they don't want to keep peace. They don't come in peace at all. So what they want to do is to kill us. It looks like it's getting a lot of buzz already. The people that have seen it. Or the sneak previews got like at least a 4.5 out of 5 stars. So check it out. It is starring a nice cast. One of the main cast members are obviously Idris Elba. For all you ladies out there, I know you want to check him out. Also, it's Nomi Rapace. If you don't know who that is, the lady that actually starred in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Excuse me. So basically, she's your job in that movie. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It was kind of weird, but... she did a great job in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, so check it out. Next up, we got basically Celebrity Blast. Celebrity Blast. Here we go. Check it out. TMZ.com, brought to you by TMZ.com. Miss Bobby Christina. Now, you know who Bobby Christina is. The daughter of the late, great Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. He's living right now, but check it out. Ms. Bobby Christina was in the news again. According to Las Vegas officials, she was accused of gambling underage last month at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. So that's not a good look. But what happened was they stated that she was gambling with her boyfriend. So what they did was they basically just dropped the charges. They said they had no type of evidence, in which, to be quite honest, they have maximum security in Las Vegas. So I have no idea of how they haven't had evidence at all. So, anything, I guess, you want to drop it. I'm not sure if anybody got paid or whatever, but happy story. Never put her in a bad press, but, you know, like those. Again, today is brought to you by T-Mind's Not Yours Productions. If you don't know, now you know. Check me out on facebook.com/T-Stream Media or follow me on Twitter, man, twitter.com/T-Stream Media. What we're going to do is get you to another music break. We're going to come back with NBA playoffs. Now, the NBA playoffs have been kind of big this year. A lot of news about LeBron and, you know, Wade, and you got the old school Boston Celtics. But we got a big shocker. Well, it's a shocker to some, but not to many. So what we're going to do is get you off to our next song. It's Future Magic. Check it out. Be right back.
Pluto, the Empire.
Bitch telling out the parking lot, leaving magic. Two bad bitches in the god, I'm out of magic. The way I made the world disappear, call it magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. Bitch telling out the parking lot, leaving magic. Two bad bitches in the god, I'm out of magic. The way I made the world disappear, call it magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. Voila, magic, voila. Magic, voila, magic, voila, magic. Bitch telling out the parking lot, leave magic.
If you don't hear that drop, then this is not a true exclusive.
On my way to Astros, I forgot to do my task.
Hold on.
Call my accountant, he gon' make it do magic.
You good.
Had to get a driver jet to drop me at the airport.
For what?
Way I smoke the blunts, man, I burn them up like new.
Yeah.
$50,000 on superstar tires. K.E. and Young Future bringing them fire. All this damn cash make a bitch wanna retire. Gotta drop a half a brick, you wanna put me on the flyer.
Holy,
excuse me, but my lingo crazy. CD diamonds ain't none of them for. Two bad bitches wanna fuck me the greatest. AOG and a brand new Mercedes. Turn out the light, I'ma do a 180 for the haters. I'ma go ahead, do a 3.
Crank up.
Drinking on the Sprite, got lean all in.
I'm an astronaut, nigga, better church my pimpin'.
Bitch sitting out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in the god, I'm out of man. The way I made the word, what's the spill, call it man. Sippin' on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic.
Yeah.
Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic. Bitch telling out the parking lot, leaving magic. Sippin' on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. Billionaire boy, that's true inspiration. I'm the astronaut kid, no such thing as limitation.
Space.
Crying down 20 in the motherfucking spaceship. Just left magic in the motherfucking station. Two bitches trailing in a beamer out of Germany.
Yeah.
Got a thing for me, don't wanna think for me.
What?
They like my energy, I'm an embassy.
I
know tricks like Chris
Angel.
I don't trick, but I can make you famous. You would disappear from your past life. You're a real pimp. Pluto talking, Jimmy walking. When you walking, I used to be fly, but now I'm hawking. I was on Earth and now I'm sci-fi. Voila, I stay high, my bitches on they high horse.
Yeah.
I double back like two cups of Corolla in that new Porsche. Bitch telling out the parking lot, leave man. Two bad bitches in the god, I'm out of man. The way I made the word was spill, call it man. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking man.
Empire mixtape.
Voila, magic, voila. Magic, voila, magic, voila, magic. Bitch telling out the parking lot, leaving magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic.
Yes, sir. We're back. T-Stream Media Show. If you haven't know, if you didn't know, now you know. You can check me out. You actually can call in on this topic. It is the NBA playoffs. 213-325-4434 is your call in. You can definitely call in, or you can actually for the guests for you all. You can call in at 347-945-7421. Either one, you can actually call in. I'll actually put you on. If you want to comment or check it out or get some feedback, either one, let me know, and I will definitely get with you. Also, we're also brought to you by T-Mind's Not Yours Productions on facebook.com/T-Stream Media. We're going to get into the main topic of the night because this is some big news. NBA news, basically it's the news and what's going on around the league, but right now it's the NBA playoffs. Miami Heat. Lost another heartbreaker to the Boston Celtics. They lost 94-90, man. Boston actually were down. They were down by like at least 15. And what happened was Boston came back. They played hard. Paul Pierce basically hit the winning shot on LeBron James in his face. So the Heat on the hot seat. They face an elimination game tomorrow on June 10th, tomorrow on Thursday in Boston. So now they're down 3-2. Boston, the veteran team, look to close it out and send them fishing. For all you Heat fans that, you know, you hear that LeBron, not three, not four, but five, they only need, they need two wins just to get one. So I'll definitely be praying for them, because there's no way in the world that Kevin Garnett and Doc Rivers are going to go back to Miami for game seven. So check it out. That game will be tomorrow, ESPN. So let's go to next round, which is basically the Western Conference Final. Oklahoma City Thunder, they advanced to the NBA Finals. They beat the Spurs coming back from 18 down. They were the highest lead they had for 18. The Spurs were up by 18 in the first quarter, first half. They were hitting on all cylinders. They hit almost every shot that they actually put up. And after that, as soon as that second half hit, Durant, Westbrook, and Harden and company came back to win 107-99. What a heartbreak. They came out of nowhere, number one in the Western Conference Finals, and they lost again to a younger, more faster team. So I don't know what they're going to do. That team is basically a little bit older. They only got like a couple years to them, so I'm not sure if they're going to restructure or they're going to add some more pieces or whatnot, but they need somebody. So basically, Oklahoma City got some rest going to the NBA Finals. They await Boston or Miami for the next series. So basically, whoever comes out in the East, they got their hands full. All right. So basically, what I want to talk to you all about is not only NBA news, but NHL news. The LA Kings, they're up 3. In a way. Real quick, and I'm gonna come down to with the basically the motivational tip of the day, man. So for all you all that can't get over the hump, definitely check me out for the motivational tip of the day. They're gonna have Miss Mary J. Blige, just fine. If you didn't know, you're just fine. Hopefully this song can let down. So I'll be back with y'all in a second, and I'll give you a motivation tip for today. I'll be right back.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
When you my lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high, keep it together if I want to get better.
T-Stream Media Show. Hope you enjoyed that one. That's Mary J. Blige, Just Fine. We're here on the T-Stream Media Show, man. We just want to give a shout out to everybody that actually support. That's the one thing I want to do. Before we get into that, I wanted to actually give you a nice motivational tip of the day. This one actually comes from a close guy. Actually, my guy brother, man. He's actually very profound in what he does and what he says. And everything is brought to you by God and him, and not only just God, but him and his effort. So I actually want to give a motivational tip of the day from him. It basically states, if you can read this stat, basically ask yourself, which is his stat on Facebook, what is the smallest step that I can take in this moment that will lead me in the direction of my dreams and desires? Now, if you can read the stat, that means then do it yourself. Do yourself a favor. Without hesitation, and take that step. So basically stating, fear is not a real emotion. So if you want to take that step to success, don't be scared. Just take it. Now if you want to actually get more advice, he is a personal trainer in Chicago, Illinois, but he definitely can give you some advice. He does have a page on Facebook. It is facebook.com/ the Marcus Lucy Experience. If you want, I can definitely put it on my page. As far as his links, so you can get fitness advice for the summer. Anything you need to know or you might need help with, he is discreet with it. He will give you the real on it, and he will definitely help you out. So definitely check it out. Again, it's facebook.com/ the Marcus Lucy Experience. I'll definitely copy and paste it to my Twitter. Also on my facebook.com/ C-Stream Media, so you'll see it on there as well. What I want to do for you all is basically thank you all.
You are watching a master at work.
I definitely appreciate it. This is actually something that I figured I would be doing. I love to do. So if you enjoy it, let me know. If you don't enjoy it, let me know. I definitely need all the feedback I can get, good or bad. Either way, I'm going to do the show. But I'll definitely do a better polished stuff for you all. So I do it for Facebook. Check out my page. It is brought to you by Spines.Church Productions. Again, my page on Facebook is facebook.com/TeachStreamMedia. And follow me on twitter.com/TeachStreamMedia. Follow me at TeachStreamMedia. I'll actually put that on my page here and on my page on Facebook. T-Stream Media, it is T-S-T-R-E-A. This is the Travis for the T-Stream Media Show, a.k.a. T-E-A-T-Dick. Check me out. I'll holler at y'all later. All right.